in studio again with me today is our friend and I suppose our usual first slot, Sally O'Reilly, who's a psychotherapist and psychologist. And Sally and I were discussing earlier what we'd like to talk about, and we decided social media. So, and Sally, what aspects of social media do you think you'd like to discuss?
Well, firstly, good to see you again. Thanks.
Good to see you, Sally. Yes, welcome back after your holidays.
Yeah.
Do you feel refreshed?
No, I don't. I have a cold.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Yeah, you come back to lovely Irish weather.
Generally speaking, yes, I do. I feel very refreshed. Thank
good.
You. I had a lovely time.
Good. It's good to get a break.
Yeah.
So, social media, Sally.
Well, the reason I suggested talking about this was because I briefly went on Instagram as my business, as a psychologist.
Right.
And I decided against that again last week. I left Instagram last week, having only been there for a couple of months. Now, I do have another Instagram account, actually.
Oh, okay. So you left as
my hobby, which is photography.
Okay.
But I just was so aware of all the things that can go wrong on Instagram, and I decided to take my own advice, and for the sake of my mental health and sanity, just to stop engaging with that particular account on Instagram.
And why did you come to this decision, Sally? Like, what was it that I suppose perturbed you in relation to it?
Perturbed is a good word. Mm. The reason I did is because, you know, when you're on Instagram as a psychologist or a therapist, then obviously what you'd like to get across in a short amount of time or a short number of words is, you know, something about mental health.
Right.
So there will be, you'll be using the hashtag mental health. I don't know how many people listening to this will be on Instagram, so I'm aware that some people might be rolling their eyes and you
okay.
know, not knowing.
Okay, well,
or not interested.
Okay, Sally, but I suppose for people who aren't familiar with Instagram, what is it exactly?
So what it is you, if I were on Instagram now,
right.
I might see a nice photograph, and on that photograph might be words like some sort of inspirational quote or some little quote to help people to learn how to deal with whatever mental health issue they might be having in that time.
Oh, okay.
So it might be something like, you know, for example, no is a complete sentence. So that's a quote from a woman called Anne Lamont. Okay. So
okay.
you might put that on a little picture, and then you put the picture up, you post it, that's what that's called, and then you tag it with little hashtags which would have words after them so the people can find this picture easily and it shows up on their feeds.
Right, okay.
So the most common hashtags for someone in my position there would be mental health,
okay.
psychology, psychotherapy, counselling, body positive or
okay.
Self-care, those kind of things. You get where I'm going. It's that kind of theme, you know?
Okay.
And then what happens is people find it and they like it, in inverted commas, so they press the little heart symbol, or they start following you, and you know if they're following you, you get a notification, and that means they want to see your
feed. Had you many followers, incidentally, on this particular account?
Well, now, this is one of the things. I would get, say, maybe no is an answer, because I didn't put too much work
okay.
into it.
Yeah.
But about 10 a day.
Okay.
Right. So I'd get about 10 new followers a day, which is a very small number, really.
Okay.
But then what I noticed was that if I didn't follow them back, they would stop following me, which was interesting because I think, so it's not really that they wanted to read my stuff, it's that they wanted me to read theirs.
Okay. Now,
so that's one issue.
Okay. Now, I heard there are bots out there, bots
mm-hmm.
which can automatically follow people.
Yes.
And so it's a computer-generated thing. So it's
yes.
not necessarily individuals behind people liking other people's stuff.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
That's
so how would you
two.
Know? Yeah, okay, good.
So you don't necessarily know, but what often happens is you put up your picture or your little quote or whatever, and then someone might comment on it. And it will look like the beginning of a conversation, but
mm-hmm.
it's not. Because if you engage with them, you get automated responses that
okay.
you can see have been programmed, and it's not a real person.
Oh, okay, so that is a bot.
Yeah.
In other words, it's artificial intelligence,
yes.
artificial, an app or something set up to give automatic responses.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know. I'm just familiar with the term bot, but I actually don't even really know exactly what that means, because
okay.
I'm not an IT person by any means, but I know that some things are real and some things are not. And then the other thing then that I found really difficult to deal with was that other people would use the hashtag mental health. So I might go on and do a search using the term mental health, hashtag mental health, okay?
Right.
And then I'd find all these things that have nothing to do with mental health or that are in fact the opposite of mental health or that are dangerous even.
Like what? Could you give it an example?
Things like... I can think of one dangerous thing. I can't remember the exact words, but it was something like, you know, even if the person really, really hurts you, it's because they love you. Like, that's a very dangerous message to give to anyone, particularly someone who's vulnerable or young, and then to hashtag mental health that and hashtag relationships is really, it's really, I know I'm laughing, but I was actually horrified.
Yes.
So there's a lot of that stuff out there. There's a lot of plagiarism out there, a lot of insincerity. And then you get people saying, oh, I love your post, let's connect. But they have no interest in connecting or they, you know, it's all so fake. And then the other thing, and the nail in the coffin for me, was I noticed all these people using body positive hashtags.
Okay.
Particularly in the run up to summer. So it would be pictures of people, women usually, and they're airbrushed and they're photoshopped and they're in their bikinis on a beach and they're all smiling and happy. Because, as you know, that's what we all look like all the time. And that's hashtag body positive. Love your body no matter what it looks like. And I just think, really?
Yeah.
I mean, truly, there you are, photoshopped. It's probably not even you. And just
okay, so,
mad.
So it's the superficiality of the whole thing.
And I think, there's vulnerable people looking at this, you know, young women, young girls, who want to learn about body positive or sex positive. And if you put that into Instagram and look for it, that is not what you're going to find. You know, what you're going to find is people coaching you on how to look and how to be perfect, all in the guise of, it doesn't really matter what you look like, and you're perfect the way you are. So it's that insincerity.
Okay, so you closed your account?
Well, actually, then I found I couldn't close it on my phone. I have to go and do it on my browser through my laptop, and I haven't gotten around to doing that. So I'm just not engaging with it.
Right.
But what was really funny was, and I think you spotted this, was I put up a goodbye post on it. And I'm just reaching for my phone now to see if I can read it. But I had said on it that this is my last post and that I was leaving Instagram, and that I was... you know, just tired of the insincerity of it all. Too many fake therapists posting, that's another thing. There are a lot of people calling themselves therapists when they're clearly not, or you go to their website and that's not what they are at all, or their qualifications are clearly not real. So there's a lot of that. These people would have thousands of followers.
Okay.
So now again, I suppose we don't know how many of those followers are real. But fake body positive accounts that are really body shaming and body controlling, and people wanting to collaborate, okay? And that's what I said I was complaining, that's why I was leaving. And right under it, someone said that, oh, would you mind sending us a message? I think we could collaborate.
Right. Indeed.
So I just said, okay, I think maybe you didn't read my post, and then you know, there was... couple of people who I know found that very amusing.
So you're signing off of Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have to say I wouldn't be a huge fan or advocate of social media, although I do follow, you know, I do have accounts in most things like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, whatnot. But so I like to dip my hands in a little bit. Because I feel if I don't, I'm sort of not with it. But I'm not, I don't engage too much. That's been, I'm a very light touch person in relationship. I do like Twitter though, because I do find I get a lot of interesting, proper journalistic articles put up from the journal.
I really like Twitter for the more serious and the academic stuff. I think Facebook can be a bit of fun if you use it as fun.
Right.
And I find my business page on Facebook very helpful, but the just the astonishing fakeness of Instagram, you know, on one level it's kind of amusing and, you know, you take it with a pinch of salt, but it was, I really found that it was a dangerous space. It was upsetting, actually, to see what can unfold there.
Okay, well, before you finally sign out of Instagram, I do follow you, your photography, and I find it beautiful photographs, gorgeous, as well as other individuals I know in the community. I seem to be following a lot of people who are into photography, actually. And I mentioned one, John Finn, who often gets his photographs on the Examiner and other papers, and a few other individuals I know around the Garryvaugh area.
Of really talented people around, and it's so easy now to take a nice photograph.
It is. It's lovely. So actually, I enjoy going through. But what I don't enjoy now is the level of advertisements that you're bombarded with on it, and is another reason I'm signing out of Instagram
that
as well.
That too. That is very annoying as well. That's true.
Yeah. Unbelievable amount of ads. Yeah. Okay, Sally, we'll leave it there for this week. But next time, I know we mentioned this earlier, but because we're coming up to the 40th anniversary of CRY 104 FM, on the next occasion that we meet on this show, you are going to share some of your early memories, you said,
yes,
of CRY. So that would be absolutely lovely. And we look forward to seeing that, because the anniversary is coming up the weekend of the 20th. And so it'll be after that, around that time, that we'll be back in there together.
Next time I'll be here, yeah.
So you have plenty of time between now and then to
to figure out what's okay to say on air and what isn't.
Something like that, Sally. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in this evening to share your thoughts on Instagram with us. And like I said, next time we look forward to, I suppose, a blast from the past and the early days of CRY.